Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life. This is Paul.
And this is Jeannie, and it's another great day.
Yes, it is another great day. And we have a couple of really nice verses to consider today. But let's say a quick word of prayer. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for loving us. Thank you, Lord God, that you have plan and purpose for our lives. And I ask now, Lord, that this devotional would lead us towards your plan and purpose in our life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, Jeannie, these are verses that we've clung to for a lot of years, so let's hear them.
Okay, these are from the Apostle Paul again, and he's writing a letter to the Galatians. And this is Galatians 6, 9, and 10. And he writes to them and says, "And let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. 10. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith."
Yes. Has a lot to do with church life. It has a lot to do with, of course, our relationship with the Lord. And I think the very start of it tells us the story. Let us not grow weary while doing good. Which tells me that oftentimes it is easy to grow weary while doing good.
Why do you think that someone would grow weary? What would play into that?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Yeah.
If they feel like they're not getting rewarded, how about that? Does that sound too selfish? There's no payoff for being good. We used to have a saying years ago. I worked for AT&T, and we used to say, "No good deed goes unpunished."
That's a terrible saying.
It is a terrible thing, huh? All right, just ignore everybody what you just heard me say, because the Word of God says the opposite. So you tell me, why are some of the things that would cause somebody to go weary while they know they're doing good?
I think that it oftentimes has to do with our motivation. Mm-hmm. So when we do something good, what motivates it to do it? Is it just to see a change and we're not seeing that quick enough? Is it preconceived in our mind that somehow we'll be acknowledged for it by the person we're doing good or the things we're investing in? Yeah. All those emotions can come up. But for me, when I realize that whatever I do, I want to do it to please the Lord. Yeah. So I get back to that place with starting my day out with the Lord and asking him, "Thank you, Father, that you've got good works for me to do today. And help me not to miss out on what you have." And I take my assignments from him. So if I believe that God's asked me to do this good thing,
yes,
then regardless if I see the results, then I'm doing it and I know I'm going to have a reward from him. But it certainly is nice to see some change happen when you're investing good into something that, you know, when you're doing it, it's costing you emotionally, physically, maybe even financially to do this good thing that you're doing. And after a while, you might say, "Oh, well, I'm only going to do it so far, and then I'm spent. I'm not going any farther." And so I think
and
that
you dig in your heels.
Yeah, I think Paul's really acknowledging that you can grow weary, and that he's encouraging us, you know, when you're doing things for the Lord, it is going to pay off. There is going to be those good seeds you planted. There's going to be a crop coming.
Yes.
And it is going to have a harvest. So you can't hold on to your timing and what you think it should be and how quickly it should be. Mm-hmm. You do it because it pleases the Lord.
Right. I'll bet. In fact, I'm sure of this. There's a lot of good things each and every one of us has done, and we'll never see the end result of it. Mm-hmm. Not in this life, anyway.
Right.
But you do good anyway.
Right.
You know, I think a key to this in talking about motivation or, you know, the drive to keep going, it says, "Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season." And I think sometimes we're like jumping the gun. And we say, "I've done this long enough, and, you know, and I haven't seen anything come of it." And So the picture, the due season, of course, I get is the picture of the farmer. And you don't go planting a bunch of corn and expect to have corn on the cob for dinner tomorrow night. That's not going to happen. It's going to take a long time. You got to wait for the little sprout to come up, and you got to keep doing good, pulling out the weeds, bringing in the water, tending the thing, you know.
I also look at this as an encouragement that even though we don't see something changing or making an effect, that it is happening.
Yes.
So, unlike you said, we might not see it right now in our lifetime. If nothing else, we'll see it when we get to heaven, and the Lord's going to say, "Look at all those good seeds you planted, and you didn't even know that I was working behind the scenes and using all that."
Yes.
So,
You
don't
know,
grow weary.
every now and then from, you know, church, every now and then, maybe a lot of years will go by and I'll hear from somebody. And which, interestingly enough, I've had that happen several times the last couple of weeks.
You wonder if you're making a difference,
Yeah, you wonder if you make a difference.
and then they show back up in your life.
And they say, "Oh, thank you so much, and what you taught and what I learned meant so much in my life." And I'm like in shock almost. I'm like, "Really?" But that's just the kindness of the Lord letting you see some of the fruit of the good things you did. And again, we may never see those in
But
this
it is
life.
happening.
It is happening, absolutely. And then it ends with, of course, well, read verse 9 again.
Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. And
Oh,
that's
there's an
kind of
if.
scary.
It is, yes.
All the ifs are scary. It's like, well, if I do lose heart and I
Yeah.
stop midway, then there might not be that
Could be a loss
heart.
there.
Yeah, there could be a loss.
Yeah.
So don't quit. Don't
Yeah.
give up. Keep going.
I've talked about this and taught about this before, the ifs of the Bible. There's a lot of ifs, you know, there's a lot of promises, but with some promises, there are ifs attached. And this apparently is one of them. Don't give up. Don't stop. Keep going. You're doing good. You're doing right. You're doing it for the Lord. Right motivation. You may not see anything. The due season is coming, and the due season may not even be in your lifetime. But the due season is coming, and you'll be able to reap. That means good is going to come from the good you did if you don't lose heart.
And unfortunately, some that lose heart will get bitter and say, "I'm not
What
doing
good
that
was that?
anymore." Yeah.
Yeah.
So again, your motivation with the Lord is
Yeah.
you trust Him that if He's asked you to do something, He's going to grow it
Yeah.
and there is going to be change.
This has been a good conversation, Jeannie. I like talking to you. And so, what are we going to say? Hey, folks, keep on keeping on in the good things of God. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. You're doing right. You're pleasing the Lord. Keep going.
And the Lord will encourage you.
Yes, He will. Father, thank you so much for this devotional time with you and in this verse, Galatians 6:9. And I pray, Father, that we would be encouraged today to keep on going. Bless my brothers and sisters, all who are listening, Lord. In fact, Father, even encourage them to send it along to somebody else and maybe encourage them as well. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. I ask that you would again bless, Father, your word as it goes out. We ask this in Jesus' wonderful name. Everybody says,
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.